heads once again for prayer. Our kind Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your mercy that brought us to your house today, and your blessings we have received since we have gathered. We thank you once again for the months that ended this year, and the privilege to see this second to the last month. Thank you for all your provisions for our needs, healing of our body, your leadership, your favor, your grace, your protection that we have enjoyed. We are grateful unto you. Thank you, Lord, for last week. Lord, the blessings we receive from you, both physically and spiritually. We bless you, O God. Some of your children that traveled, whether by air or by road, thank you for joining mercies for them. We bless your holy name, Father. Thank you for the blessings we have received in the Sunday school already. Thank you, Lord, for testimonies of your children. We thank you, God, for the worship service. Thank you for also for special numbers. We are grateful to you for all the messages that we have received from each of these services. May your name be glorified. We yield ourselves to you now as we continue in the service, that your grace will continue with us. Lord, we know that your enemy, who is also our enemy, Satan the devil, never want us to come to church. And now that we have come, he will still try to explore other avenues to make sure we don't get the blessings that you have for us. May you fight for us and also help us to be determined not to give him chance also. While we are asking for your blessings upon us here, we remember where your children are gathered all over the world. May you be with them, Father. Once again, your servants that travel out of here to Abuja, to Bakatari, may you be with them also. Thank you, Father. Fill with the Spirit today. Heal the sick and the afflicted.
Amen.
Take the saints to higher heights.
Amen.
At the end of the service, we have recourse to glorify your
Amen.
Name. Thank you, eternal Father. Help me and help my brother that interprets.
Amen.
May your name be glorified.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
Shall we rise?
127
in our inbook. Are you washed in the blood?
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing water? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Yes, are you fully trusting in His presence? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Yes, are you washed? Are you I am God, when you are blessed, I am God.
Once again, let's turn to the scriptures. Reading from the two places. Matthew chapter 17. The first five verses. Then we'll read from Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 1 to 6. Matthew 17. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart. And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light.
Ara rẹ̀ sì yí padà níwájú wọn, ojú rẹ̀ sì ràn bí oòrùn, aṣọ rẹ̀ sì fún, ó dàbí ìmọ́lẹ̀.
And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him.
Sì wo, Moses àti Elijah yọ sí wọn, wọ́n bá sọ̀rọ̀.
Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
Peteru si dahun, o si wi fun Jesu pe, Oluwa, o dara fun wa lati wa, lati ma gbe yin, bi iwo ba fe, awa o pa ago meta si yin, okan fun o, ati okan fun Mose, ati okan fun Elijah.
While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him.
Bí ó ti ń wí lọ́wọ́, wò ó, àwọn sánmọ̀ dídán sì jí bò wọ́n, sì wò ó, ohùn kan láti inú àwọn sánmọ̀ wá, tí ó wí pé, èyí ni àyànfẹ́ ọmọ mi, ẹni tí inú mi dùn sí gidigidi, ẹ máa gbọ́ ti rẹ̀.
Ephesians chapter 1.
Ìwé Efésù orí kìíní.
The first 6 verses.
Ẹsẹ̀ mẹ́fà àkọ́kọ́.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Paul, apostle Jesus Christ, nipa ife Olorun si awon eniyan mimo ti o wa ni Efesu ati si awon onigbagbo ninu Christ Jesus.
Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ori ofe si yin ati alafia lati odo Olorun baba wa ati Jesus Christ.
Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Olubukun ni Olorun ati Baba Jesu Kristi Oluwa wa eni ti o ti fi gbogbo ibukun emi ninu awon orun bukun wa ninu Kristi.
God has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Ani gẹ́gẹ́ bí ó ti yàn wá nínú rẹ̀ ṣáájú ìpìlẹ̀ sí ayé kí àwa kí ó lè jẹ́ mímọ́ àti aláìlábùkù níwájú rẹ̀ nínú ìfẹ́.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will.
Ẹni tí ó ti yàn wá tẹ́lẹ̀ sí ìsọdọmọ nípa Jésù Kristì fún ara rẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìdùnnú ìfẹ́ rẹ̀.
The last verse, verse 6.
Ẹsẹ̀ tí ó kàn yẹn, ẹsẹ̀ kẹfà.
To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved.
Fún ìyìn ògo orí ọ̀fẹ́ rẹ̀, èyí tí ó dàlù wá nínú àyànfẹ́ ni.
May the Lord add his blessings to the reading again of this portion of his word.
Kíkọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
And please be seated.
Ẹ lè jókòó.
Well, we make progress with our little lesson or teaching, whichever one
you call it.
Spiritual adoption.
No,
the prophet preached on the topic adoption four times. Adoption part one, part two, part three, part four. Then he also preached the sermon that is titled Hear Ye Him several times. All these sermons are still on this topic. I went through all the adoption series. And some of the Hear Ye Him. And then to come to this spiritual adoption. So it's the summary of all this that is inside the sermon we are preaching. Well, for the sake of those who have never been part of this series, that is in our re-echoing it here. We spoke of physical adoption, which used to happen in the Old Testament, which the prophet referred to it. And it was the basis of it that Paul taught adoption in the New Testament. Then we, this physical adoption, the prophet explained it, that the medicals, they have found something today for women who have anxiety whether they will be able to have children or not after they got married, and the child is not forthcoming, that they can go and adopt a child, and with that, the anxiety will leave them.
Then
she can have her own baby. And the prophet said 9 out of 10 times, which is 90%, that has been proven to be correct. And when we first start this subject, I did say that some feed jittery in going this way because they have their personal thoughts about it. That there is a possibility for someone to go and adopt a serpent seed or a demon possessed child or whatever. But I give you to understand that the one that comes from your loins can be a serpent seed also. The scripture proved that. Romans 9, and the prophet established it. So that is no reason for somebody not to make use of something that there is provision for, for your benefit. And we went further to bring us to the one that Abraham also, that was done in the time of Abraham by his own blood brother,
Jesse Abraham,
one of his junior brother. And then the child was dedicated.
Ayasimima.
By Abraham himself. Alright. So, then we come to this spiritual adoption. Talk of scriptures, rare scriptures, which we'll be referring to. Most of those scriptures were referred to by the prophet in this series of sermons. That's why I brought them here. And we To start it, we started on the ground of talking about foreknowledge to predestination to election, which leads to the birth of a child, spiritually speaking. That anyone that is not foreknown by God, the person cannot be born. A child has to be foreknown by God in his foreknowledge and predestinated that child before that one can actually be born spiritually. We went through scriptures which the prophet explained to us, like 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 and 20, Revelation 17:8, and Revelation 13:8, and we went through that also. Now the normal run, the way things go normally, a child is conceived in the womb, is giving birth to, the child grows spiritually also. A child is conceived by God in his thoughts. Then at the appointed time of God, that child is also brought forth, giving birth to, and also begin to grow. And when the child grows, then he or she grows to adoption, the stage of adoption. So, but there is a clause somewhere. The prophet said, Genesis 1:11, God said, let every seed bring forth of its kind. That is the law of God. It has started like that from Genesis 1. And up till now, that law still subsists. But through the advancement of science, which is of the devil, Satan brought in hybridization. So, it starts with animals. Start also continue with plant life. There is hybridization in plant life, hybridization in animal life. Then the hybridization has come to human being. And then the prophet said the hybridization also enter church, enter religion. That's why he preached a sermon that he titled Hybrid Religion. Hybrid religion. Something that is hybrid is something that does not have an original foundation. And if it does not have original foundation, it doesn't have an original completion, a headship. So, it talk about a mule, which is a cross between two animals, a horse and a donkey. He said, a horse, for those who ride horses, Brabram did, some do ride. He said, a pedigree horse, when you jack it, he knows what you are talking. Off he goes. Also a donkey walk perfectly in his own lineage. Each of these two animals, if you put male and female of them together, male and female us, they will give birth to us. Male and female donkey, they will give birth to donkey. But science now crossed a male horse with a female donkey. And then they produce a mule. So when the family of horse gather and they are operating, a mule cannot gather with them. When the family of donkey gather together and they are operating, a mule cannot also gather with them, because it doesn't belong to this lineage. It doesn't belong to this lineage. So the prophet says he is helpless. He doesn't know where I come from. He doesn't know who his papa is. He doesn't know who his mama is. He's just looking bald with his ear like that one. He said he's a stubborn animal. He said he's the hardest-headed animal you ever have. Yes, the most stubborn of all animals is a mule. He said, but he has strength, because that is what human being was looking for. That is what science was looking for. An animal that can outwork a horse, that can outwork a donkey. He said he is a worker. He can walk. He can walk. But ask about genealogy. Where do you come from? Where are you going? Then the prophet brought it to religion. He says that is the way a lot of people are in church. That is his direct statement. That is sad, isn't it? I mean, very sad. That there are people in church that don't know why they come to church. And they don't know what they are looking for in church. And they don't know where the church is taking them to. That is sad. Very sad. They don't know who is their father. The prophet said, one reason why we come to church is to check up with our soul salvation, to find out the stage that we are in this Christian journey. Where do I reach? One time the prophet said, he was explaining something that he said the Indians call a death walk. Indians. Iku. Death walk. In the wilderness, when you are lost, you will see yourself going around, coming back to the same spot. He said that's how so many people do in religion. January 1, resolutions. This year, I will serve you very well. I will come to all the services. In fact, I will be reading my Bible now. In fact, I'll be playing the tapes. I'll be playing the tapes now. I will be serving God. I pay my offering, I pay my tithe. Yes. This year, I made up my mind. Anyhow, like 30 minutes at least per day, I make sure I dedicate it. The prophet said his father also used to make New Year resolutions as a pipe smoker.
Ikoko.
When you smoke it, I've done it before too. Yes. Some 40 something years ago, when I smoked the last stick in August
85.
Yes. When we reach December, the last week of December, we buy packs. The peak of what we smoke then is Benson. He was a senior colleague. It was a senior colleague. Yes. Benson.
Benson
is the best. Follow that one, he said Morris. Then if you are poor, you come to Target. Those are the categories. So we'll buy a pack. I said this last 2 days of December, we'll smoke. Then from January 1, we'll no more smoke. That resolution doesn't last 1 week. Because it is a demon. And as long as that demon is inside, he will make demands. And you got to satisfy that demand. You will use the money for your food. You can steal because of it to get that money to smoke. When that hunger comes, it's got to be satisfied. But for me, in August 85, that was when something happened. And I dropped that seed, and henceforth I never crave for one. I just smoked. I got that habit when I was staying with my cousins. Yeah, because they smoke. They went further than I did. Because they enter into we. Yes. Alright, let's leave that one. We are talking about something. Yeah. A mule is that animal that doesn't know his papa or mama. And he's heady. He's stubborn. Now, there is one thing. For somebody to have an evil spirit, there is another thing. For the person to recognize that I have this evil spirit. The prophet said, even in sickness, when it is rightly diagnosed that it is the sickness of this one, he said, that is half of the cure. That is also how it is spiritually. When you know your situation spiritually and you can acknowledge it, you are halfway of the deliverance. But when you don't know, you are anointed with a Laodicea spirit, which is blind, which is poor, which is naked, which is wretched, and knoweth it not. The bad aspect of it is not being poor. Not because he's poor, not wretched, not blind, or naked, but the worst of it is that he doesn't know it. That's why the prophet also preached a sermon that he titled, "Anoint It Not." That's the worst spirit. As we come to church today, in this city, likewise all other cities, thousands and hundreds of thousands of gatherings like this, great and small, are gathered. A man is standing before them in some very bad situation. A woman is the one standing, which is very bad, which is of the scriptures. It's out of God's will. It's a service unto God without dipping his will. Because God's word is against it. A woman will be there jumping up and down. And you see 65 men. 65 men sit down in that place and be knocking their head at the head of lizards. Now, in those gatherings, people came there believing they want to serve, they are serving God. But this book that is before them, this black back Bible, is the word of God from kiva to kiva. But it is sealed. Not every human being is authorized by God to open it and give interpretation of the content. From the beginning of the creation up to now, there are specific human beings and they are called prophets. Not somebody who calls himself a prophet, but such as is ordained of God from the mother's womb, for known of God before the foundation of the world, as a prophet to the nations, such as Jeremiah, such as Isaiah, and the rest of the prophets like that. It was on that authority that a man like Moses could stand up and say that in the beginning, when the world was in that form and void, and darkness covered the face of this deep, that God said, let there be light, and there was light. Have you ever sat down to picture it when nothing was created, not even the angels? Can you ever imagine that a human being that was born of man and woman will be telling us that when there was nothing, when there was no structure, when there was no land, when there was no vegetation, no tree, no animal, no fishes, no birds, everywhere was darkness, that one being saw only God existing and saw God open his mouth and say, this is what will happen, and watch it happen. Then he said the next thing. Look, the prophet told us that when God said, let there be light, and there was light, he said it would have taken 1,000,000 years. He said, because God believed his word, he waited and watched his word come to manifestation. Yes, sir. And all these lengthy revelations was encapsulated and given to Moses. And Moses was bringing them forth. Who on earth has doubted that revelation till now? Nobody. It is that kind of prophet we are talking about. Events that happened thousands of years before he was born, he spoke them forth. Nobody disputed his word. Nobody had a contrary revelation anywhere. Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever thought of a man like Jeremiah that stood and told the people, thus saith the Lord, you are going to exile. And when you get to exile, you will spend 70 years there. He was talking to people like himself, people of the same country, men and women, that because of your sin, look at what God did for you, look at what you did in return, that this is God's final decision, that you are going to exile and you will spend 70 years there. He admonished them that when you get there, plant vineyards, build house and live in it, and plant vineyards, enjoy the work of your hand there, have children there. He said, and then pray for the peace of that place, because in the peace thereof, that is how you also will also have peace. Another man that called himself also a prophet, that God did not choose as a prophet. Then he rose up. You want to give him? You need water? Oh, okay. All right, help yourself. Just keep it there, and then anytime you need, help yourself. All right. God bless you. God bless you. Another man that says he's a prophet. Ananias by name. He said, this Jeremiah is very wicked. God's own children. They will go to exile. And they will stay there for 70 years. You could not dispute the fact that they have sinned. He agreed to that. He could not dispute the fact that God is not pleased with them. He agreed to that. He could not dispute the fact that they will go to exile. He agreed to that. But he said, God, being that this is his children, in his clemency, only 2 years they are going to spend, and they will return back after that 2 years. Thus said the Lord. And he makes some sign for himself. Once. And show you to them. Say, this is the sign. 2 years will be back. And Jeremiah had this prophecy that countered the one he had just given, and he knew that the Lord had spoken through him. But being a prophet of God, he doesn't fight. It was not like Zedekiah that slapped Micaiah. He rather said, amen. So be it. But my brother, I want to call something to your remembrance. There have been prophets before us. They prophesy of famine. It happened. They prophesy of war. It happened. They prophesy of death. It happened. Then God came back and told Jeremiah. He said, instead of this horn of wood this man has made, go and make horn of iron. And repeat that prophecy that it will be so like that. And he said, this man Ananias, that prophesied a counter prophecy, I did not send him. And he is going to die this year. Did Ananias die that year? He died. Because God has not sent him. And we can go on and on. Finally, let me say this. This book is like a syllabus that students are to read before exam. No matter how brilliant you are, if you don't follow the syllabus, you will fail that exam. This is God's spiritual syllabus of all generations. It starts from the creation to the time that this world will come to an end, and gave an information of what will happen beyond time. There is a portion of it that is meant for every generation. There is a portion of it that is meant for our generation. I used to tell people, there is no mortal that can live by the entire Bible. It's a strange statement, but that is honestly the truth. If a man go to Lagos Beach and begin to nail an ark and ask people to come inside so that they will be saved from whatever is coming, do you think anybody will enter? He is reading outside of the syllabus. Though it has happened like that before, when there was even no sea, no ocean, no river, nothing. Everything was dry land. But today, there is no promise like that. So we have a syllabus for today, and that syllabus is simply this. The original church of Jesus Christ was planted on the day of Pentecost. The preachings of Christ, the preachings of Christ from Matthew to John, the disciples could not live by it. It was just a theory. In fact, when Christ was approaching the crucifixion, on the night of the arrest, everything that Peter learned for the past 3.5 years, despite his outward confession thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, and Jesus replied, you are Peter, flesh and blood, human being, has not revealed this to you. It was my Father in heaven that has revealed it to you, and upon this rock of revelation I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. In fact, he went over further to say, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom. Another time, when he was telling them, I chose you 12. No, before he made that statement, when he was asking them, after the 70 disciples left, say, will you 12 also go away? It was the same Peter that said, to whom shall we go? You are the only one that has the words of eternal life. And we are sure that you are that Christ. Despite all these confessions, despite all these outbursts, despite all this confidence, I think he wants to relieve you because of your voice. Sorry, you continue another time. God bless you. Today the battle is one kind. God bless you. Despite all that Peter has said, and Jesus told him, you will denounce all that you believe. All of it. You will deny me. You will deny my message. You will deny the church. Peter said, if it is somebody else, that is possible. Look me now. Look at me now. You remember the former services? What I said in Matthew 17 and Matthew 16? You remember what I said in John 6? If it's somebody else, but this is me, Peter. Your face. Jesus said, before the cock crow, you will deny me 3 times. So it's not possible. And this was just a few hours to the time of the fulfillment. When the hour called and Christ was taken, the disciples, according to the scripture, they fled. Peter, with all his boldness, I will follow him to the last bus stop, where he was warming himself because of cold. As the other body saw him, look at his face. You are one of them. You are one of them. Say, one of who? I don't understand what you are saying. I mean, one of these people, this man did that, we arrested their pastor. Say, who is that? Who is the pastor? Which pastor said? I don't know. I don't know the pastor. I mean Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm not a member of his church. I didn't believe his message. Few minutes, another person catch him. He look at me. When we came to arrest him in the garden, I saw you. Maybe you carry sword and cut off somebody's ear. Say, no, be me. Maybe my resemble, but no, be me. No, be me. Making two. Remain one. After a small time, a maid, house help. He said, let us not lie. Even your voice betray you that you are one of them. Maybe once in a while, mistakenly something that resembled the man will come out from his mouth. See, your voice betray you.
Oh, right. Oh, to see.
This one was more real and evidence. And when something is pricked against you as an evidence, and you want to wiggle out of it, you will need a counter evidence that is also very strong. He said, look, I swear, before God and man, God see me, this and that. The Bible said it began to swear. To convince the people that I am not part of them. To say, I never believe his message. I am not his disciple. Meanwhile, other ones wanted to salute, they have run away completely. That is all that the disciples could produce after 3.5 years of coming to services. Where Jesus Christ, the creator of heaven and earth, was a pastor. If that one will happen to the church of Jesus Christ himself, the creator of heaven and earth, what do you think will happen to the church where mortal man is the pastor? In the church of William and Abraham, some of the brethren rose at one time and say, you are supposed to listen to us. You are supposed to listen to us. You will be thinking you know everything. You are supposed to listen to us. With all the vindications, with all that they have seen, with the abundance of signs and wonders, miracles that if you are writing it in books, it will fill everywhere. These are effrontery, shameless boldness to be able to be telling the prophet, someone that veiled the pillar of fire, someone that the angel of the Lord moved with, somebody that 450 doctors and professors could not confront, somebody who will be standing before the audience and he will say that you cannot hide the thought of your heart now. Any thought that comes into your heart, it can pick it. Somebody that every sickness that comes before him, all the patient, he said he know what is wrong with everybody. He said direct quote. He said he know what is wrong with everybody. This is somebody that people that will come and ask him questions, they have not even come at all, but God will have called him and said, today the first person that will come, this will be his question, and then right, this is the answer. The second person that will come, we come with this question, this will be the answer. The third person, unto the last person. And as the people begin to come in reality, one by one, you just as if they are talking, you be, and already written question and answer is handing it back to them. Say, this is the question you brought now. You are just, and this is the answer. It's written, yeah. Go your way. Who do you say this is? So it's into the hand of a man like this that God committed the responsibility of unwinding the mysteries that are in the Bible for the last day bride, to bring them out of different denominations where they are teaching them creeds and dogmas, human ideas. People that go to seminaries, they go and learn from drunkards, they go and learn from adulterers, they go and learn from liars, they go and learn from smokers, and they come and be teaching the people that want to become pastors. That is why the whole church is porous. That is why the Bible said all tables are full of vomit, and there is no place clean. When he said no place clean, no place is clean. Catholic is not clean. Methodist is not clean. Redeemed is not clean. Church of Christ is not clean. CAC is not clean. So the last denomination, they are just opening today. They are not clean. So this man of God is the one that Jehovah has chosen for our day now to open unto us the mysteries of Christ. And it started from Godhead. That there are no three gods. And he proved it by the scriptures. He pointed us back to the correct way to be baptized in water by immersion in the name of Jesus Christ. And then on and on. So with this background, we continue the sermon. Spiritual adoption. May the Lord be our help. It's my prayers. Now the prophet told us, of course, like last Sunday stroke, we started talking about the importance of new birth. Last Sunday, we brought one scenario of a family that the prophet brought to us. Thank God that God in his divine wisdom has represented every situation that will ever happen to anyone is represented in the message. Yes. We brought it last Sunday. We'll not go back to that one now. If you are keenly interested, that you want to know how the explanation or all the things we read, you can just call for the tape of last Sunday. And then you just acquaint yourself with it. There's the reason for the fivefold. The tapes are stored quite alright. But the fivefold is ordained of God to continue the ministry of Christ. That is why Jehovah used to bring his anointing upon the fivefold to be able to bring it from here and there and form a picture before the people. He has part of them as apostles, part of them as prophets, part of them as evangelists, part as pastors, and some as teachers with different abilities that God has given to everyone. They bring it. There is somebody that will catch it through the teachers. Somebody will catch it through the pastor. Somebody will catch it through evangelists. Somebody will catch it when a minor prophet is preaching. Somebody will catch it when an apostle is preaching. It is a design of God. The prophet called them God's dress wear. Yes, sorry. You call them God's dress wear. Though there are people that say that they can dress themselves. There's no problem. You dress yourself. Anything that God has made provision for, when that provision is available and you choose your own way, I can conveniently tell you your effort will not lead to any success. That's right. It will not lead to any success. You know, sometimes, I don't know, I wish I can speak softer. Because it will have gone out before I know the weight of what has gone out. It has gone out already. And when it go. This morning in the Sunday school, we started to bring out some things from the message, you must be born again. And we laid a little background. We were only able to cover just three paragraphs from that message. We are going to proceed. There are the remaining time that we have. Now, the prophet has been preaching about water baptism, the true, correct water baptism by the scriptures. And if you're a Bible reader this morning, I challenge you. You bring out one place in the Bible where a soul was baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. You get a convert. The answer is you can never get. You can search it from now to the end of the world. You won't see it. In Matthew 28, where that instruction was given, it was given to the 11 disciples. Are you following me? It was given to the 11 disciples. And in the book of St. John chapter 17, when Jesus was praying, he prayed for his disciples and for those who will believe on him through their words. So if you are going to be saved today or any time, you have to believe on Christ through the words of the disciples. All these quacks that went to learn from seminaries and the Bible school, and they are lying to the people, they are filled with demons. Yes. They are filled with demons. Blind, they cannot see anything. Peter, that was given the key to the kingdom by Jesus Christ. And the Bible told us that the key, that the kingdom of God is the only spirit. In other words, in plain words, the key of the kingdom is how to receive the Holy Spirit. That is the key of the kingdom. And it was given to Peter. On the day of Pentecost was the first time that that key was used. He told the people, after the people have acknowledged that they are sinners, and they have acknowledged that what they are seeing happening here is the display of the power of the Almighty God, and they see that Jehovah is working on these people, and they want to have what they have gotten, they now ask, what are we going to do to receive this type of blessing, to receive this type of spirit that is falling on you? Peter answered, using the key that has been given to him by the Almighty God. He said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized. Baptized is to dip somebody in water by immersing the person. Yes. His head and everything will enter inside water. He said, repent and be baptized and be immersed in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. This is the only way your sins can be remitted. He said, then after that one, you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Say, the promise is unto you, to your children, to those who are far off, and to as many as the Lord our God shall call. Those ones, they did not argue with him. They repented. And they went to water that day. There is no account that they have spare clothes. Yes. The only clothes they have on. They went to water like that. And they were baptized. Today we have change of clothes. There were people that were baptized in the scripture without no change of clothes. Look, when somebody catch a revelation, obedience to God's instruction, the Bible says it is not burdensome. Yes. No excuse. No hindrance.
no obstacle on their way. They will climb over every obstacle and carry out God's instructions. When Peter gave them that instruction, straight they went to water. 3,000 of them, they repented and they were baptized. I imagine how many hours it will take for the disciples to finish baptizing them. 3,000 people. As they were baptized like this, Peter prayed for them. Holy Spirit fell upon them. The prophet said it was because their repentance was genuine. They didn't follow their parents to church. These are people that are hurt directly. If you follow your parents, it's not a crime. It's the right way. If your parent is already in the faith, the next thing is for you to follow your parents. It's the right way. But when you follow your parent and you enter church, parent aside now, then open your ears and hear directly now from with your ears what God has to say. Whatever you have heard and you understood, you don't need to go back and ask your parents whether you should act on what you have heard. If you are not a mule, if you are a pedigree ox, you will act right there. Yes. I told you last Sunday, I that is standing here, I was baptized 3 times. Yes. I was baptized once in the denomination where I was. I can still remember that day like this. I know the person that baptized me. I know how he prayed over the water, using his hand to cross the water like this one, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, taking authority and the rest of it. I still remember vividly in the early 80s. But late 85, when I came to Sosami, no, the first time I came to Sosami Church was December 31st, 1984, when my brother wedded. I didn't hear one word that day. One brother, Philip Mensah from Ghana. He was the one preaching. One, I'm used to Yoruba preaching. This man is using English to preach. Number two, even though brother David, followed me, who is Admoye now, was interpreting for him. I saw the way he was dancing also up at that with the preacher. This is how he was doing that day when he was interpreting. So. We came for wedding. And the core of wedding is rice. When I believe this man should have left that place, that's when he removed his suit. I said, what is he up to? What actually is he up to? So sometimes I don't blame people that come in for the first time and they don't understand what is happening. It happened to me. It can happen. I just came from village and I saw acrobatics. But only one thing I noticed was that the people were happy. They were smiling and the rest of it. I still remember, I can pick out some of them one by one and saw this. Okay, let's leave that one. Let's proceed. God bless you. What? After that, the next time I was to come was October 1985. I spent 1 month. I wanted to look for work. The work was not forthcoming. At the end of that 1 month, I returned back home. That 1 month, I didn't also get anything. Even though
I was a young school sat leaver. My brother gave me some reading materials to be reading because so that I would not be idle. And I was say I should summarize it. One of them was one red book like this, A Prophet to the Gentiles. I don't think I can see it again. He has a red back like this, not very thick. How many remember that book? All right, just very few people. A Prophet to the Gentiles. So I read it, I summarized it. Me, I was doing educational exercise. Years after, when I stumbled into it and saw what I wrote myself, I said, if I've gone without coming back to this thing, is this my writing that will condemn me or the day of judgment? Because I couldn't believe what I've written myself from that book. I didn't get anything. So I went back home. About 3 days or so, my senior brother came back. He came up and said that Dr. Odunowo wants you to come and help him to relieve his staff that want to go on leave. So we came back together, and that brought me automatically to be coming to church again. So plus family altar and things. No, that time you'll be maybe because of me, so you'll be asking, want read this one, so like a little study. So I was connecting it. What I first of all got, I got God aid. I could see that one on time. Then after that one, I saw water baptism. Immediately I know of that water baptism. I even followed them to the mountain to pray for the conversion that year. Yes, this Brother Moses was among. Brother Gumiwa was among. Kola Tukuba was there. I don't know if my senior brother also was there. And few that we were about 5-6 or so like that. Went there to the mountain at Ikoyi to pray for the convention. So, before the convention, say I want to be baptized. So I was baptized. But the mystery of repentance was not clear. If you look at the words of Peter, he said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Every word that comes out of God's mouth, it matters. So this word repent is the first thing to be put on the foundation. If it is not there, it is like a house that is to be built without any concrete foundation. If you start by putting the first block on sand, that house will come down. I'm a builder. Yes. If I see a site, I can tell you the foundation that will work there. Some foundations. The whole money that we use for this building, you have not finished the foundation. And that, we are different. Individual of us. This can be preached in so many ways, explained in so many ways. How many eat vegetables? How many do eat vegetables? Those sleeping and those awake, all of us, almost all of us, we eat vegetables. Now, the sisters will agree with me that there are different types of vegetables. Is that correct? There are some that within 15 minutes, it don't already soft. Am I saying something?
There are some that it will do up to about 30 or 40 minutes of good fire to make it eatable. That is how human beings are. The level of our hearts is different.
Is it
the spelling of heart? Okay. It's different. Some, their heart is soft. That when they hear it, in a short time, they are broken down. Some, their own is hard. You will pant at them and pant at them and pant at them. They will say, I cannot see it. And yes, some of such are God's children. Finally, when they now see it, they say, now I see. That is what the disciples said one time. Say, now we can now see. This mystery of repentance, if it doesn't happen to a man, everything you are doing in line of Christianity is fake. It's on sand. It will not stand the test of time. It will crumble. Yeah, that is why God designed evangelists as part of the fivefold. Even though many hate them, but it is God's design. Because he knows that there are some that has to be dealt with very hard before they will soften. Some, as you are explaining and teaching it, they are getting it. When Stephen was preaching, majority of the people, 99.9% of the people around him, were serpent
seeds.
By what you can follow from the scriptures. All that he was saying, they didn't believe it. Rubbish. At a point, the Bible says, they could no more bear it. When Stephen brought the evangelist anointing, he said, use thief neck in heart and ears. You always receive the Holy Spirit as your fathers do. That is how you also drink. Then what? We stiff neck, even like our father. Look at this man. Where is he from? No, this is the last sermon you will preach. They grab him, push him out of the city, and stone him. Saul of Tarsus, who was then a seed of God, but he was seen in the wrong camp. He was present there. Because he said he didn't understand this type of revival. This message of the hour was not clear to him. That it is contrary to the religion of the fathers. And he was trained in the religion of the fathers. And he believed that anything contrary to the way they are worshiping God should be stopped. Yes. Yes. So when he saw the people stoning them, election prevented him from taking stone to stone. So himself don't know why, but election, like Peter said, he said election got it for us. So they were, he couldn't stone. So he was sitting down where he was. They were dropping clothes with him. When we stone finish, you come and collect our clothes. Even that much that he did when he met God, he condemned his action that day. He said, I witnessed to it. Yes. There's something about election. There's something about election. So when I got that, along the line, when I got that revelation that that water baptism I did that time is not scriptural. Even though the physical outcome was, I mean, emotion was going to the water, being baptized by immersion, and the preacher pronounced in the name of Jesus Christ, which all those things are fine. But the candidate for the water baptism went to do it when he was not ready. I wasn't qualified for that baptism, not on account of age, but on account of this subject of repentance. So one day along the line, I have an encounter about repentance in one of the conventions. When the preacher preached, I wept profusely. That's when I came to myself. After the camp, I went for another baptism. Let's proceed. We'll soon close now. The sermon is still very, very lengthy. We have not gotten to adoption itself. We are dealing with the issue of birth. Because you cannot adopt what is not born. Now the prophet said, he'll be preaching, telling a brother by the name of Brother Lee about water baptism. In this sermon, you must be born again, paragraph 46. Let's read together. And that night, while we were laying there, he was invited to their house. And he and this Brother Lee, they slept together. Brother Lee had a dream. And he had always debated with me about the water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't believe it. And he was a contractor. So he said, Brother Abraham, I just dreamed a dream. And he said, I dreamed I went up to New Albany and I was building a man's house and he gave me the blueprint. But when I seen a certain way he cut his windows and fixed a certain place, I said that is not right. It just can't be right. That is contrary. That isn't right. So I built it the way I thought was right. And when he come back from Florida from his vacation, I had his house almost ready. He looked at the house, he goes and get the blueprint, which we refer to as plan. And looks at that and says, say, you have built my house wrong. And I said to him, no, I haven't built your house wrong. He said, what about this such and such a place? Well, he said, that really don't belong there. That's the contractor now telling the owner of the house that that's not where that window is supposed to be. If you are building a house for somebody and you notice a mistake, you got to call the attention of the owner. Then the owner will call the attention of the architect. And then they will talk together. And then they will take a position. That is why there used to be what we call site meeting. Yes. Where the contractor will be there, the architect will be there, the engineer will be there, mechanical engineer will be there, electrical engineer will be there. If it's a very big contract, where they have administrators over the whole contract, you'll be there, the client and everybody. So they will talk and make all their inputs. They will all arrive at the whatsoever, and they got to sign a book at the site that these instructions were issued, which is an addendum to the original work plans. But if you do it on your own, you will meet your Waterloo. He said, the owner of the house now, tear it down. If you expect me to pay you, you will build it the way the blueprint says. That is the dream of the brother. And he's now narrating it to Abraham when the day broke. And he said, what do you think about that, brother Abraham? I said, there is a creek running down below the house here. If it is today, we will tell you there is a water baptistry here. There is a pool here for water baptistry. We have change of garment there, where you can change male or female and be baptized without money, without price, and your sins can be remitted. If actually you repented, your sins can be remitted. Say, I'll be a big brother in the church. You will go to hell with your big brotherism. Say, I'm a respected sister in the church. You will go to hell with all the respect you have. You have to follow the blueprint. He said, I don't want any tearing down on that day. I said, get it right now. Put it up according to the blueprint. I also don't want any tearing down that day. I wonder if anybody is here that prefer a tearing down that day. If it is torn down on that day, there is no possibility of repair.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. Let me quickly read these two paragraphs, then we'll close. Paragraph 55 and 56, then we'll close. Then the next time, we'll go further. Yes. He said, first, we reckon ourselves sinners and worthy of condemnation. You have to condemn yourself. Yes, you are guilty. And we are all born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and there is not a sand parcel of us. Our minds are bad. Our soul is corruptible. Our constant thinking is evil. Is that the scripture? Yes, if you go to Genesis, that is the scripture. Every imaginary thought of a man's mind is evil. I'm reading. A sinner. And also that our body is weak, our spirit is no good, and we are just full of corruption. And how could one corruptible thing bring another good thing out of a corruptible? Let me say this, that in Job 14th chapter, he said, seeing that man is born of a woman, is full of sorrow and trouble, yet it cometh forth like a flower, it fadeth away. And on, the prophet goes on speaking. He said, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? He said, no, not one. Whether apostle born you, prophet born you, pastor born you, evangelist born you, teacher born you, pope born you, you are a sinner. From birth. Even the children that William Abraham himself brought forth, they were all born as sinners, just as he himself was born as a sinner. Amen. You stick your bucket down into the well and pull out a bucket of water, and it is stagnant. It stinks. You look in it, and it is muddy, and little worms is in that water. There is no way at all to pull your bucket back and get a clean bucket, because that resource, that source, is feedy. Nothing clean can come out of it. The fountain is contaminated. Yes. The old well is contaminated, and the old soul, mind, and body of man is contaminated with sin. Yes, is born in sin, physically, shaped in iniquity, and come to the world speaking lies, so that his soul is contaminated. Nothing good. One cannot redeem the other, because it is all wrong. And you can't take a bucket full of water here that is contaminated, and another bucket that is contaminated, and mix them together. You have gotten more contamination. There is no purification to it. But God determined to save man. That is why, according to the scripture, Isaiah 53, he said he has placed upon him the iniquity of us all. The reason why Christ died the type of death that he died, Brother Abraham said, there is nothing that can die that kind of death. He said, water and blood parted. It was not the spear that killed him. It was not the crown of thorns that killed him. Neither was it the nail that was driven to his hand and leg that killed him. It wasn't all this. It was not the bear they pulled out. Neither was it the beating they gave to him. He died of a broken heart. The sin cross, the S double E N, the sin cross, Agbelebutari, Abujuri, is lighter than the unseen cross. It was the sins of the old world that was actually the load that he was carrying. And the Bible said in John chapter 1, he came to his own. His own received him not. So he died of a broken heart. Yes. That grief made the water and the blood to separate from him. Nevertheless, it is God's program that when he will take that death, when he will take that suffering, he is going to produce his sons and daughters no matter what the enemy does. That is why on the cross, when the whole thing was finished, the last, second to the last statement he made is that it is finished. Then he said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. When the battle was over, when he has finished the whole thing, when he has endured the shame, when he has endured the spice, when he has endured the cross, when he has endured all that he needs to go through, then he said, it is finished. The work of salvation is finished. The work of healing is finished. The work of deliverance is finished. Then the prophet said, If Christ come today and is wearing this suit that he gave me, and you will approach him and say, save me. He said, he cannot save you. He will only tell you that I have saved you, but you have to accept it. He said, if you also approach him and say, come and heal me, he will say, I cannot heal you now, because I have already healed you before, but you have to accept it. So anything that we are praying for today, it is a finished work. We are only asking for the faith to accept that finished work and enjoy it. And when our faith get to the peak, we are Satan has to move. Satan knows. The penalty of sin. When that you are born in the penalty of sin, is death. Sin is death. And the penalty was so great that there is none of us that could help the other. So there had to be someone who could pay this penalty. Noah could not pay it. Abraham could not pay it. Moses could not pay it. Jeremiah could not pay it. Isaiah could not pay it. David could not pay it. None of the prophets could pay it. None of the apostles could do it. Peter, the spokesman, with all that he knows, with all his strength, with all his boldness, at the last hour, he denied Christ. It is only Christ, which is God himself in flesh, that could pay that penalty. It was so heavy. He carried the body to Gethsemane. He told the disciples to pray along with him. He said they should pray. That day they said, don't enter into temptation. Each time they were sleeping. Finally, say you can continue your sleep now. Say the hour is at hand. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you this morning that the program of this world is running up. Whether you like it, whether you don't like it, the program of this world is running up. While we are reading the word, we are watching the history. We are also watching the prophecy. We are also watching the news. And we are looking at the radar, the way everything is going. How Putin of Russia is threatening that U.S. be careful that the world, third world war will start. And two, it will soon start. It will soon start. And we are going to feel the breeze of it. It is only the peak of it that we will not witness. How many years it will last? Only God knows. That is the time that Christianity will stop. That is the time that slothfulness will come to an end. That is the time that only looking for money will come to its end. We will soon be facing realities. And when that hour comes, it will only be you and Christ. You look left and right. Pastor is not available. You won't see any minister. Officer cannot help you. Everybody is facing his own cross. Yes, sir. It's going to be a time of pressure. It will be a time of squeeze. These are the two words of the prophet. And that is to get, when you are going to press something, you want to get the juice out of it. When you are squeezing something, you are getting the juice out of it. So the two words are talking of the same thing. The very good thing will come out of you if good is there. If it is evil, when you are pressed, the evil will also come out. The hour is here. The hour is here. They are speaking on spiritual adoption. We are at this stage of birth. We haven't reached anywhere. The next time the Lord gives us opportunity, we shall proceed. Shall we rise? I won't miss it for nothing. That is, I think, in 519. Oh, someday my walk will be over, and my labor for him will be true. Will be true, then I climb up the eternal to meet him. Do you? No, I won't miss it for nothing. Oh, no matter what I have to go through, whatever it costs me, oh, someday I will lay down Lies body, and I don't want to miss it. Do you? Oh, sometimes I'm tired of my journey, and I can't see to find it. That's true. Oh, but I know that is waiting up yonder. Oh, and I don't want to miss it. No. I won't miss it. For nothing, no matter what I have to go through. Oh, someday I lay down life's body, and I don't want to miss it. Do you? It's a question that is facing us. We start this service with a question. Are you washing the blood? This one is a confession and a question. I don't want to miss it. Do you want to miss it? How not to miss it is what we have been told. The ball is your court. The decision is yours. As sure as I'm standing here, some people will miss it.
Yes, sir.
And there are some people that will not miss it. And each one of us, the two is facing us. And we each fall to one of the groups. It's either we miss it or we make it. What will happen out of the two? What will determine what will happen to us is our decision, is our action, is our revelation, is our life, is the way we tilt, the way we bend, the way it feels, that is how it falls. But for me, I don't want to miss it. No matter what I have to go through, irrespective of trials, irrespective of the storms of life, irrespective of what I have to suffer, irrespective of the temptation, I don't want to miss it at all costs. I want to be there.
Amen.
Can we make known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ? Though there be scoffers that are asking questions, saying that since the world began, everything remained the way it was. Where is the promise of his coming? He went further to say, they are willingly ignorant of this fact, that the world that then was, being overflowed with water, it perished. And this one also is reserved unto fire. No one wants to experience that. But the unbelievers will. They will be literally burned by fire.
is getting closer every day. How far are you in this Christian race? The message is simple and plain enough. May I ask this question before the pastor pray? If you would like to be remembered in prayer, just lift up your hand to God. Hide your request in your heart. Let it be known to the Almighty God. Let the angel take down your request. When they see your hand that is up, ask the pastor pray. God bless you.
I bless the Heavenly Father. We humbly approach the throne of mercy. That is our day. Having been privileged once again this morning, through this afternoon, to sit at your feet and hear your word re-echoed unto us.
Yes, Father.
The prophet wanted us to be very certain that we are living in the last days. And he told us the message. He called it end time message.
Yes.
The message that we end the time.
Yes.
And the prophet told us that if you see anything greater than what you have seen manifested in the ministry, say, call me a false prophet. Father, we just want to thank you for sending a prophet to us in these last days. Thank you for your word of righteousness, your word of salvation that he has brought unto us and bestowed for us. And instructions have been given to the fivefold to go into the storehouse, take a portion of it, warm it to their knees in prayer, and serve it to the bride. Because therein lays the actually faith. We have had a portion again this morning. Lord Jesus, the children and the altar all over the place has raised unto you. You are the only one that had the all-seeing.
Yes.
You see all things.
Yes.
You know all things.
Yes.
Even the whole world, we have to raise their hands at the same time. With different requests.
Yes.
Because you are infinite.
Yes.
You are not a man.
Yes.
You know all things. You know the needs and the requests of individuals.
Yes.
Because you know it. Even your children that are on the altar this morning, your children that have raised their hands, you know what their needs are. Lord Jesus, meet with every one of us at the point of our needs in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is true, you are paid for healing. It is true, you are paid for everything that we have need of.
Yes.
So make us to be there, Lord, with you in the first great city. Faith to claim it is all that we have.
Yes.
Take unbelief away from us.
Yes.
Take doubt away from us.
Yes.
Every suggestion of the enemy, give us grace to overcome.
Yes.
Increase our faith.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ. That faith that we take no for an answer, Lord Jesus, that we stay with your word, regardless of what the suggestion is, may you endow us with that.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Father.
Those on the altar, those who raise their hands, may they believe that they have received what they asked for, Lord.
Amen.
Because that is what you taught us.
Yes, Lord.
May those requests that we prayed about, may they turn to testimony.
Amen.
Bless your servant and replenish him, Lord, for the virtue that has led you. Yeah. Thank you, our Master.
Yes.
In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Shalom, sir. Yes. Okay, because of the drinks. I believe this is why this is coming as an announcement. Yes, children below age 10. We go out first. So as we start the dismissal song, the children below age 10, they will go out first, and they will go and collect their drinks under the shed. If there is anyone above age 10 there, make it leave the place. That is presently there now, except nursing mother. They would know how to do the nursing mother. Others will collect at the entrance as they leave the auditorium. The Lord bless you. We'll be back 2 o'clock. The Lord helping us for the last service of the day. Shall we rise up on our feet? Hymn number 551. Jesus saves. We have had a joyful sound. Oh, we have a joyful sound, Jesus. He said, Jesus, oh, spread the love. All around, Jesus, Jesus, we meet again.